Different types of hydrangeas are useful in almost any landscape. Now let's focus on successful hydrangea care today on Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Hydrangeas grow best when grown in well-drained, highly organic soils. Dig the planting hole twice as wide as the root ball. Mix good aged compost with the soil from the hole and plant only as deep as it was in the container. The most current research is showing that planting the crown a little higher than the surrounding soil will improve the drainage. Most hydrangeas will perform best when planted in at least partial shade or filtered light from overhead trees. Consistent moisture is a must, but overwatering is to be avoided at all costs. Using a good slow-release fertilizer with a 4:1:2 nutrient ratio is ideal. Apply 1/2 to 1 cup depending on the plant size and spread around the plants in March. Many gardeners have heard that you can change a hydrangea flower color. This is true for the blue or pink varieties of Hydrangea macrophylla. The color blue is the result of an acidic soil having a pH below 6. Beginning in late summer, apply an aluminum sulfate solution, 1 tablespoon per gallon of water every 2 weeks until frost. The color pink is a result of the soil having an alkaline pH above 7. Apply 1 tablespoon of hydrated lime to the soil under the plants in the fall. For long-term pH adjustments, you should have the soil tested at your county Mississippi State University Extension office. If you would like more information about hydrangeas, the MSU Extension publication number 2574, Hydrangeas for Mississippi Gardens, is available online at www.msucares.com. I'm horticulturist Gary Bachman for Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.